It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A groundbreaking ceremony was held Monday to kick off construction for the $1.8 billion bridge that will replace the aging Blotnick Bridge. It connects Superior to Duluth, Minnesota, and it first opened in 1961.
Wisconsin and Minnesota transportation leaders were on hand, along with Governor Tony Evers, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and members of Congress, including Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, who told the crowd,
"This bridge is more than an investment in concrete and steel. We are investing in our people, in the workers who will build it, the businesses that depend on it, and the families who will use it every day. This bridge is a down payment on the future of our economy and our communities."
Planning and preliminary construction work on the Blotnick Bridge replacement has been underway for 6 years. It'll take another 5 years to build it.
The estimated 33,000 vehicles that travel on that bridge every day will be rerouted 5 miles southwest over the Bong Bridge.
To discuss the economic impacts of the bridge construction, we're joined by Janice Meyer, Assistant Executive Director at the Development Association in Superior. Janice, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you and good morning.
Hi, and for a look at how the surrounding community will be impacted by the bridge replacement, we're joined by Mayor of Superior, Jim Payne. Mayor Payne, welcome back.
Good morning.
Mayor Payne, let's start with you. What is coming to the Twin Ports with this project? What will be some of the features of the new Blotnick Bridge?
Well, to be honest, I'm not thinking that far ahead. It's exciting, you know, what's going to appear in our community in the 2030s, but that's very far ahead. I mean, it's going to be a really effective new bridge. It's going to be an improved bridge, particularly since it will have a non-motorized path connecting our communities for the first time ever. I mean, there's one now, but it's so far out of the way as to make it non-functional. But our focus right now is getting through the next year, not the next 5 years. That is so far in the future. We have a lot to figure out right now.
A lot to figure out right now. So what does the timeline look like for this bridge replacement? What are the steps in this project?
So I was joking yesterday at the groundbreaking that for all of the lawmakers that spoke, that was effectively a ribbon cutting for them. Their work is done. Our work is just getting started. And so, in fact, three of the folks that spoke won't be in office when this bridge closes. And that happens early next spring. That bridge will close and 30,000 vehicles will be rerouted. And I noticed in the intro, you said 5 miles south.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the Minnesota side.
Ah, okay.
In the Wisconsin side, it's only about a mile south. And that means cramming 30,000 extra vehicles into a bottleneck that right now struggles to hold the existing 20 or 25,000 vehicles that are already using the Bong Bridge.
Governor Evers and Governor Walz of Minnesota, they were joking about, well, they won't have to deal with the complaints. Complaints could be more traffic and more headache, more congestion is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of very real challenges from this. And to be honest, the traffic, being stuck in traffic, I'm not as worried about that. I mean, that's just you sit in your car. You can listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll be fine. The real impact, there are impacts to cost and economy. If you spend an extra half hour to 45 minutes in your car, that's burning fuel that you weren't burning before. And as you mentioned also at the top of the hour, fuel is very expensive right now, and it's likely to continue to get worse. And so those are just real expenses people are going to pay that impacts our air quality, that many cars idling. And that's just less productive time for folks that they could be at work, they could be with their families, they could be enjoying the city of Superior, and they're going to be in their car. But again, hopefully enjoying WPR.
Janice, turning to you, how might businesses in Superior be affected by the closure of the Blotnick Bridge, you know, as construction gets underway?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've been conducting is starting an economic impact study. About 3 years ago, Jim Caesar, our executive director, said, okay, we need this bridge. Everybody's in agreement on this. But how will this impact business? And what are those potential implications? And so from the surveys that we've sent out, specifically from business owners and operators, they are really worried about a loss in revenue, and their customer base is going to decline. Specifically, as Mayor Payne mentioned, to those congestion, those detours, the longer travel times, and mostly are concerned that they're going to start selecting Minnesota-based alternatives during the closure. We are an interconnected twin port. That was especially clear yesterday, and in how important this bridge is to our area. And a large amount, the 126 business owners and operators that responded to our survey, a large amount of their revenue and customers currently come from Minnesota. And so there is a number of concerns that we found, especially with our small business owners and those in retail, entertainment, the dining experience and construction, that are not completely confident that without additional support, they're going to be able to withstand the closure.
I think you also learned that 30 smaller businesses said they might close. What can be done to reduce the amount of losses here from this construction?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we have started is called the Bridge to Progress program, and that has four pillars that we have found and businesses have prioritized that they need. They need help preserving financial stability. We are working to understand what's happening, but we don't know. So a PPP program, some forgivable loans and grants. We have asked the state legislature through their state budget process, the last one, as well as have put this forward as a Superior Days issue. We are continuing to work to find funding to support businesses in that way. A few others prepare with training and assistance. We are actually kicking off here at the Development Association a small business training series with generous support of WEDC. So that's really going to be able to help those small businesses be able to connect, pivot, and prepare before and during the bridge closure. So we're hopeful for that. And then we're continuing to look for funding in areas like promotion and tourist spending. Consumers in our consumer survey, they've talked about that they're going to consolidate trips and they're going to shift spending closer to home. And so how can we capitalize on this and make this an opportunity for Superior, Douglas County, Northern Wisconsin to get individuals to spend their money more often on this side of the bridge? We do have a congressionally directed funding request in with Senator Baldwin's office right now. So we're hopeful for that, as well as some local commitments that may be coming through from the city and the Tourism and Development Commission.
That is Janice Meyer with us, Assistant Executive Director at the Development Association in Superior. Mayor of Superior, Jim Payne, is here. We're talking with him how Superior's community and economy will be impacted by the closure of the Blatnik Bridge while a new one is constructed. Mayor Payne, Wisconsin, Minnesota, federal government, all contributing to this $1.8 billion price tag. Can you explain how this bridge will be paid for and then how much money Wisconsin is putting into it?
This is primarily a federal project. You know, a bridge of this scale can't be built without federal money. So the federal grant is the vast majority of the cost. It's over $1 billion. Wisconsin and Minnesota both share a lot of the planning load, but and I can't speak to the actual full amount that has come from the state of Wisconsin, but it's on par with what Minnesota has spent, even though Minnesota is the lead agency. So we have two bridges in Duluth Superior. MnDOT is responsible for the Blatnik Bridge and WisDOT is responsible for the Bong Bridge. So MnDOT does get to be the lead here, but we've been equal partners largely in the expenses, and they've been very gracious and equal partners in the planning as well.
In a press release about the groundbreaking, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy celebrated the Trump administration releasing the funds for this project. He also said, quote, before awarding these dollars, the department did the work to guarantee taxpayer funds would not support DEI-based contracts during construction, end quote. Did state or local officials have to make concessions to the Trump administration to secure funding here?
No, of course not. I would have never conceded to something like that. That, in fact, you saying that right now is the first I've heard of it. It's, in fact, this administration was actually pretty frustrating to deal with in releasing the funds. They did delay the release of those funds. I went to Washington to try and meet with as many people as I possibly could, including Secretary Duffy's office. Keep in mind, that is my former congressman. And to try and get some explanation for why the funds were being held up. I remember Senator Baldwin's office was equally frustrated, but they were instrumental in helping to put the pressure on the administration that this is not a partisan bridge. This is a bridge that serves absolutely everybody in two states, including a very large number of people that voted for this administration. And so in the end, I think they caved to the pressure of their own supporters and actually lived up to the commitment of the United States to fund this bridge, which is critical to the transportation needs of the United States.
Janice, I know we're going to look ahead here to this October of 2031 or thereabouts when this Blatnik Bridge opens, the new one, 4-lane. It's got a pedestrian and bike path on the side of it. It's got scenic overlooks. What impact could it have on Superior's economy?
I think the first thing that comes to mind is just that sense of community pride for people to be able to go up, get selfies on the bridge, to be able to have another way to access each other's communities, I think is going to be huge for those that are our neighbors, our friends, and our family that live here locally. But I think from a tourism standpoint, that this could be a really great draw. And we may see some businesses that are really going to support perhaps bikes or different ideas that could come from this as well.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. That is Jim Payne, Mayor of Superior, and Janice Meyer, Assistant Executive Director at the Development Association in Superior. They joined us to talk about how Superior's community and its economy will be impacted by the closure of the Blatnik Bridge while a new one is constructed. Demolition of that old bridge is set to begin in March, and the $1.8 billion replacement officially got underway yesterday with a groundbreaking ceremony.